guys. Welcome to War of the Bay podcast. I am Kyle.
I'm Nick.
And it's just the two of us.
And sadly, Anthony is unable to make it.
Anthony, in an unbelievable circumstance, we tried to sit down and record.
Actually,
Wednesday
you know what?
Night.
I think our fans would actually appreciate this because most of them are familiar with the area.
Dude, this is
75.
Yeah, this has been the weirdest week, like, I think ever. Because, like, for me, Monday through Wednesday have just, like, was, like, nonstop go, 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 go. Because, like, it's been between, like, working and Rays games and working some more and
attempting to podcast.
Yeah, I've been, like, nonstop going. And Wednesday rolls around. I'm thinking, all right, Wednesday is my, like, the only window I have. Wednesday and Friday are, like, the only windows I have to podcast because I have games Tuesday and Thursday. And Wednesday comes rolling around, and the Howard Franklin Bridge catches on fire. And a guy dies. So I guess a guy died, but, you know. And more importantly, I couldn't do my podcast, so
Jesus,
you know, these fucking Tampa, these fucking people.
Well, let's just say, like, we are lifers. We've been here our entire lives, and I can't recall more than two other occasions in which the Howard Franklin Bridge was shut down.
Yeah, I don't even think I remember one case where it was shut.
So one day, Wednesdays, was ruined because of the anomaly that is 275 being shut down.
Yeah, and then Thursday, like, I have tickets to the game that night against the Blue Jays. It's going to be Blake Snell versus Marcus Stroman. I'm pretty pumped about it. But then, like, midday, like, not even midday, like, mid-morning, I'm like, oh, God, I feel like shit. Like, my stomach hurts. I feel like I have a fever. And I'd go home from work. Wait a minute.
Did we do another? I think we did another rafter job.
Was it a rafter job?
I think it might be. Ball never came down. What happened here?
Good. I'm even if the rafters hurt the Rays this year,
just keep
good.
Them coming.
Yeah, fuck you. I like that it pisses baseball off. Good. I'm glad the catwalks get in the way. Because you know what? When they get trapped in the fucking ivy or the little weird
wacky
corner.
Oh, no, it's quirky because it's, you know.
It's just a quirky field. That's,
you know, it's
what
a pop-up double in Fenway because you guys don't want to admit that your stupid fucking wall is not part of a real game.
But don't they get trapped in, like, those dumb number things?
Yeah, they're just, it's bad. And it changes the angles on everything, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but when it hits off the cow, like, oh no, we can't have this. We can't have this. This is bad for baseball. Oh, I don't know. Even our own announcers are like, oh, this is bad for baseball. But fuck you, guy. Okay, it gets trapped in the ivy, and
got another run. That was good. Useful.
Longo scored on a sack fly.
Yeah, a sack fly. But, you know, all right. So back to your story. You were getting sick.
All right. Yeah. Randomly got sick on Thursday. I don't know what it was. Like, I had a fever, kind of like a something in my gut. Like, just didn't feel good. Just didn't feel good. Ended up missing the game. Ended up missing work. Like, left early from work. Just laid in bed like my 600-pound life. And, like, Michelle, get me food.
And watch the game.
I'm sick. Yeah, and watch baseball, which was kind of sucked because it was a bad game. And then tonight, I was like, okay, we're going to podcast Friday night. Howard Franklin catches on fire again. Well, Howard Franklin, Gandhi.
But still, like,
still.
That's not a normal thing we worry about, really.
You monsters. There's over 100 people waiting to hear our voices. And
somebody has to go and die.
Yeah, and for you to prevent that 2 days in a row, that's bad for baseball. We got to do something. We got to put something on the
we gotta have a contingency ferry so
yeah.
We can never not have a full accoutrement of a podcast.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of, did you see like the Baseball Forever plans that came out?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see that? Holy shit, man! It's I'm torn on it. I'm torn on it in a couple ways. I mean,
so what is it?
So what it is basically is like it's gonna be this it's this plan to develop around. It's basically what Boston did for Fenway. You know, there was rumblings once upon a time that Fenway was a piece of shit, and that the Red Sox need to have a newer, more contemporary kind of stadium, and you know, move out of their old Fenway Park. But the city of Boston's like, no, fuck that. We'll just develop around Fenway Park, make it all, make the area around it really pretty, and then you add renovations to the stadium.
Are you gonna develop around downtown St. Petersburg?
Well, here's the thing. There's already, I can think of at least. Well, there's one huge development going up right next to Tropicana Field, just down the street. It's right on. It's between Central and First. It's like kind of catty corner to that U-Haul building on the
Tropicana Field.
Big place
side
going
of
up.
The of Trop.
Yeah, you can just tell it's gonna be big because of the amount that they had to dig just to put it up. So that's going up. What their plan is okay, demolish the Trop, or do essentially what Raymond James Stadium did and
make that just, the parking lot.
Yeah, demolish the parking lot. Build the Trop, the new Trop there, demolish the old Trop, and then develop a hotel, office space, residential space. Like they want to extend out Campbell Park, extend Campbell Park to have it go in front of Tropicana Field, have it be a big park in front of it. Apparently they had commitments from the Vinoy. They've had commitments from Raymond James, commitments from some other big employers in the area to develop that area, like to help develop that area around the Trop, which I think it's a little pie in the sky. It's a little bit like, oh, you know, that would be great. Also getting my dick sucked by like 1,000, blonde women in a winged chariot would be amazing too. But
some might not be in the cards.
It's the best plan I've seen in a while. Like downtown St. Pete's going through a renaissance. Like it's been in the paper. It's been in you see it everywhere. Like there's that massive one tower going up on Central Avenue. Big, big, huge tower. There's all kinds of developments happening. The only way I could see that not working is if somehow there was a recession, which, you know, given the current administration, who knows? But
it's a decent possibility.
Yeah. It might be the best plan I've seen in a long time or ever
including keeping the Rays there. That's the best plan I've seen that says keep them in St. Pete and it's feasible. But you know what I mean.
It'd be a little something like the Channelside District in Amalie Arena.
It sounded like a Vinick situation.
Yeah. I mean, Vinick, even before Vinickville goes up, it's going to, like, once Vinickville goes up, that'll be, like, the complete realization of that model. But, it like, similar to what it is now, because you have that Channelside Hilton that's right there.
Yeah, what would that be in St. Pete?
I don't know. It'd probably be just some hotel chain, some chain that probably some Vinoy
chain. I'll see if I can talk to my bosses and we can get Hyatt involved.
That's what I'm saying. Get Hyatt in there. But that'd be cool. Like kind of like what Toronto has, or like I know a lot of other stadiums have where there's like a hotel like
right
on
fucking
site.
There that involved in sponsor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just all that kind of stuff. And I think that is an amazing plan. I think just having a new stadium in general would bring in, like, if you demolish Trop, put it right back up, your attendance will be up regardless because it's a better stadium, it's a better experience.
I think modernizing anything when it comes to what it has now is an improvement. I mean,
exactly. But this whole redevelopment plan, when you were looking at it, like, seriously, take a look at it. It's on St. Pete Times. Okay. It's on baseballforever.com.
Can we tweet that out through the Word of the Bay page?
You can, on the Word of the Bay Twitter.
Yeah, just to make it easier for everybody to find this.
Yeah, it's a 45-page report that Mayor Rick Kreisman kind of went over on Fergs, at Fergs, and proceeded to have like one of the worst attended nights. it's a really cool plan. that they launched.
Being the conspiracy theorist expert that you are, what are the odds of this making it?
I don't know, dude. There's also a lot of shady shit involved in it because
some people's house is going to get bought up. Some people's business is going to go away.
Yep. Because if you know anything about the Tropicana Field area, and I do because that's where I live, it's if you walk 10 paces past the interstate, it's an urban area. There's a lot of black people. A lot of black people live there. Let's be honest. I mean, I'm not sure.
Well, there's also Camel's Park, which is a predominantly, I would say, urban.
It's a predominantly black area. I mean, it is what it is. And
that's directly that's in the shade of Tropicana Field.
Yeah. So what they're seeking to do is gentrify the area. They're looking to push those black families out and be like, "Hey, we're putting a new park here. Why don't you fuck off to somewhere else?" And I mean, that's what I've seen it happen. I'm seeing it happen in the city right now, just in general. But I mean, this is just clear. I'm like, oh my God, you're getting rid of Campbell Park for white peopleville. Hey, look at our hotel, and we have a kid zone, and it's basically what it is.
Look at our shops.
That part of it's a little fucky. It's kind of like, I mean, isn't that? I guess that's what every city eventually does until people take it back over. But fucking, I don't know, people. What am I racist? Jesus Christ, Kyle.
I was gonna leave that one alone.
Yeah, probably better you do. Hey, speaking of which, check out our movie commentary of Juana Man. Totally not racist. It's one of
that
the
movie
best.
Was racist on its own.
The movie the movie was a lot of things. Oh my God. I still can't believe they didn't. Okay. Anyway,
okay. If you never wanted to watch Juana Man, which is, that's probably most of you out there, you might want to take a listen to it with our commentary because it definitely enhances it.
I think it does. But yeah, this whole stadium plan is probably one of the best. Like, save for, well, it's one of like only two we've ever seen, right? Because like the first one was the waterfront stadium. St. Pete again is the only one that's like actually giving a shit and saying, hey, look, what about a waterfront stadium? And
I think that might have to do with the fact that they already have it on that. Like, it's already on their hands that they want out. That's like being the pissed off, like it's like being the landlord at the pissed off renter. You're like, all right, fine. What about a new water fixture, huh?
Well, we'll build a fountain for you.
Exactly. Get the mold out of my house.
No, I think like if you recall before the 2008 season, they had that the waterfront stadium and like that got voted down. Like the voters did not want that. So I mean, that's fine. The will of the people was done. But like it's like they get permission to go to Tampa. Tampa's like, well, you can look here, I guess.
We've got lots of options. It's really on you to pick on one that you want.
And Rays are like, what about that one? And they're like, no, you can't have that
one.
No,
you can't have that one. What about that one? Well, of course you can't have that one.
No, I was going to do stuff with that. Don't do that. I was just about to put something there.
Tampa reminds me of that kid that when you go to his house and start playing with the toys, he's like, oh, I like that. I want to play with that now. Like, you didn't like it until I liked it.
Yeah. Ray's like, what about this big sloth? I'm like, that's my favorite sloth. You can't do anything with that.
All right. Hey, so this is the second time I'm seeing this commercial, and it's odd that it's being played on my Spectrum-sponsored link, but what's up with Bright House Spectrum Time Warner dropping Fox Sports?
Oh, well, so what? Yeah, I know nothing about this.
It's just, it says, it's keepmynets.com. Call 1-800-1-866 keep my nets.
I'll go there right now.
And it's apparently the negotiation times come up for Fox Sports and Sun Sports with Spectrum, and apparently Spectrum's playing hardball. So I don't know. This is like, you know how you always talk about the rule book or the book written to get a new stadium, bitch and moan, show, content, da da da. Like, this is the steps in ordering to get your contract refilled by the cable company is put a commercial out that makes the cable company look like the bad guy.
Yep. Well, I think the cable company is the bad guy.
Well, okay, well, fair enough. This is an easier, finger to point at, but still.
Because it's like even if they drop Fox Sports, they're going to be like, what are you going to fucking do? What are you going to do? You're still going to watch your other goddamn channels. Yeah, Jesus Christ. If they drop... I have no reason to keep cable.
I was just about to say the only reason I even have, well, yeah, my internet. Well, no, because if I didn't have any cable, you know, perks with this, I would just go with the cheapest internet provider.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, right, you would
Spectrum.
Lose. You
Fix
would
your
lose
shit.
The Rays. You'd lose the Lightning.
I'd lose the Rays. I'd lose the Lightning, and I'd lose cable because I'm not keeping. Those are my two sports.
Yeah, yeah, and you can watch. You can watch.
I mean, I like the Bucks
football.
Too.
But you can watch football on
exactly. That's once a week. I can go somewhere for that.
Well, no, not only that, but you can watch it. You can use an antenna and watch it for free.
Well, yeah, yes, yes. You're
it's
correct.
Like it's,
and there's
it's
not
like,
enough nationally televised Rays games to make that worth anything.
Exactly. So it's like, fuck you. You're taking two of my favorite sports away from me. Nah, maybe I don't need your.
I lose one of my favorite cable thingies.
Yeah, maybe go fuck yourself, Spectrum. Oh yeah. Hmm.
Oh, now, you know what? This is bullshit. Ever since Spectrum took over Bright House, I haven't really seen anything other than shittier service.
Dude, that's how it goes, man.
Sold you to the other people who are going to bitch at you.
I mean, I don't want to say too much because it's something that I experience in my professional life. But it's just like whenever a bigger company comes and buys out another company. Like, they're always going to look for like cost savings. Like, they're always going to go in and be like, all right, where can we cut costs to make this more profitable? And that's just what they do. And it, the end user gets fucked out of it at the end of the day. What happens?
I think that's the way the world turns nowadays, sadly.
Yeah. Look no further than Breyer's ice cream. Or you can't even call it ice cream anymore. It's just Breyer's
ice cream or ice dessert.
Dessert. Vanilla flavored dessert.
That's what it is.
It is.
Because it technically isn't enough cream to be called anything, to be called a dairy product.
And like the chocolate, it's like if it has like chocolate in it, it's like chocolatey morsels or something like that. Like it's not
trademark
it's not chocolate,
morsels. Yeah.
It's like, oh, what are we eating?
Well, I mean, you saw that ad for against or what's Sam? Is it Sam's Choice? Is that Walmart brand?
Walmart is not Sam's Choice, but Sam's something, right?
Yeah, anywho, the lady went and bought ice cream bars or ice cream dessert sandwiches from Walmart and left them on a plate on a summer day in Texas.
Right.
And it didn't melt. And it was like, what are we eating?
I remember that. Yeah, you got Sam's Choice, Great Value, Equate. Mainstays, Ol' Roy, Dr. Thunder, Special Kitty, or Parents' Choice. Hey, I like Walmart. I'm not.
I do not. They don't get any of my monies.
They got good prices. They got things that you need.
They got like just barely not slaves working for them.
Just barely say, hey, whatever. I watch college football. It's fine. My moralities are not clear. Who's up the bat? Is that Logan Morrison? Or no, it's
Robertson.
Robertson. He's not had a good start to his career. he just looked at a called third strike there.
He did have his first hit. You're a little ahead of me.
No, yeah. That was a tough one. He took a tough one. Yeah, it was a tough one. Yeah, but still, what are you doing looking at a strike, man?
Swing at it, you idiot.
Yeah, just give it a shot. Go look at go talk to Steven Souza Jr. He knows how to swing it through pitches.
I don't know, man. What are your opinions on the Rays? We've seen what, four games?
Can't do this yet. We gotta wait just a second. Let's talk about the Lightning being out of playoff contention.
No, I wanted to. All right, fine. You were right. They weren't going to make it.
Aren't they still mathematically in it,
mathematically,
though?
Mathematically, they're eligible. But, okay, so literally what has to happen is the Lightning went out, and I think one of the teams in front of us has to lose out or both.
Yeah, that's not. What, with two
I mean, there's
games
three
left?
Games
that's
left.
Not, that's not.
And the Lightning are currently beating the Montreal Canadiens right now 2-0. So
there you go. Anything is
still
possible.
Like, yeah, but do we have another, you know, do the Lightning have a game 82 situation ahead of them like the Rays had game 162?
Nah,
that'd be fun. I would love that.
Yeah, but I think that 4-0 loss to the Bruins was what
killed it.
Put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate. You can't lose 4-0 to a team that you're directly chasing for the playoff spot.
Yeah.
Not to mention that game, going into that game, Boston knew they had to win it to make a playoff spot. So you got to win those, and we didn't.
Yeah, I would agree. And plus, you could tell that they knew, John Cooper or Steve Yzerman, whoever's making the goddamn decisions, knows that it's not happening with just not putting Stamkos into a game.
Yeah, that's been a little clear that we don't have the faith that our team is going to make it to put our captain back out, because he seems 100%.
Yeah, I think I don't like it, but I think this is a good year.
I mean, it's a smart decision. Yeah, I'm
kind of lick your wounds. I think
agree.
Let's take a little bit to reload. I saw some takes on Twitter like, we need to make some big moves this offseason and bring some guys in.
No, we don't. Like, we need to buy another doctor. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. I think we just need to be a little luckier this year. It's all about
purchase
luck.
Purchase a few more rabbit's foot.
It's a little bit of it is luck. A lot of it is skill and being a good team, but you know, luck comes into it as well.
Yeah, I think that's any of the major sports. Look at how different we would have been last year had, you know, Vincent Jackson not gone down.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Vincent Jackson, he's an old man now.
It would have given us a little more options. I'm not saying a lot, but I'm saying there would have been enough for us to, well, it would have been a different enough season with having your second wide receiver out there. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, this is why, like last season, I think that would have been like a good like he would have been not last season, but the season before. Is that what you're talking about?
You sure?
Yeah, you're fine. Interchangeable.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, I think, but you did see like the difference in the offense when he was in the game.
Yeah, because we came one dimensional. We came Mike Evans ish.
Yeah,
not saying he's not a strong enough horse to hook your wagon to, but two would have been nice.
You know what I keep thinking about is like we're gonna have
Dexter Jackson now.
We're gonna have Mike Evans. Did you say Dexter Jackson? What's his name?
Damn it. That's like the third time I've done it on the show.
Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
And Adam Humphries. That's like such a great 1-2-3, I think. I think
Cameron Brate.
And Cameron Brate. But I'm just saying in terms of like from a wide receiver standpoint, you have your all-around kind of guy in Mike Evans. Mike Evans can kind of go down the field. He's good. He's good at catching.
He's your highball guy.
He's like your number one. Then you have Deshaun Jackson, who's going to stretch the field for you. Then you got Adam Humphries, who's going to catch third downs for you.
Sounds like an Ike Hilliard guy.
Yeah. I just think this might be one of the best
Bucks
wide receiver cores on paper. This looks like one of the best wide receiver cores on paper. Let's watch him play some games, but. I mean, the potential here is huge as Troy Tulowitzki cuts the lead to half with a solo home run. Dude, I love the Jays lineup.
I wish we had half of their firepower.
Yeah, no, I just look up and down their lineup and they just have all killers. Like, you bastards. Like, how the fuck? It's like the old Yankees lineups or the old Red Sox lineups where you looked up and down and you're like, well, where's the outs? I don't know where the fucking outs are. Like, nowhere, clearly.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. You got Noma. You
he
got
mishit
fucking...
that too. Damn it.
What's that?
He mishit that.
Did he really?
Yeah, Tulowitzki. It was just he happened to get enough of the barrel on it, and it was away from the plate that a missed swing still knocked it off.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, but.
Oh, come on. He's out. Yes. Good play, my motherfucking Tim Beckham. Tim Beckham. Oh, God. I'm so excited to talk about these Rays. Yeah, it's like, what were you saying just a second ago?
We were talking about the Bucks.
Yeah, but no, you were saying something about like Boston's lineup or something like that. Mm. I don't know. Lost my train of thought when I was watching that beautiful play Tim Beckham just made from fucking short.
Yeah, but too bad he doesn't have a bat.
Oh, wait a minute. Was he safe?
In the bag, but way to stay with it by Tim Beckham.
Oh yeah, he's
well
safe.
Struck. Brad Miller goes down.
Or no, he's out. He's out.
Defensive backhand position. And they can go ahead and look at this all they want. He's out.
Yeah, and I wonder if Gibbons.
He's out, son.
It's a nice snow cone scoop up by Weeksy there.
I know, right? Weeks got a little. Weeks looking good.
His natural? Is that his natural position? First place?
No, I think Ricky Weeks is like an outfielder, right?
Nice job, buddy. Nice job.
But yeah, draft is coming up, isn't it? Isn't draft next month? This month?
No, next month.
Oh Christ! That'll be fun.
Let me do some Googling and talk for 10 seconds.
I just getting a little excited about the draft, how things are going to pan out coming up here for the National Foosball League. I think the Bucks have made some good offseason moves. And oh, dude, I was listening to the radio today. I was listening to Drew Garabo on 102.5. And he was on with Mike Allstott. Or no, he was at Mike Allstott's charity golf tournament.
Oh, okay.
And like fucking a drunk Mike Allstott like goes on the air with them. And it was like, it was so
It is this
fucking
month. It's the 27th.
Was it the 27th of this month?
Yeah, April 27th.
Oh, awesome, good. Thank God. So it's coming up. It's coming soon. It's
almost next month.
20 days. 20 days. But dude, this... But when Mike Allstott was on the radio drunk, it was the Mike Allstott that I'd always heard about. Like you always hear like how he's a partier and he's a fucking, you know, he does this, he does that. He gets pulled over by the cops, but he's like, you're Mike Allstott. Just keep going. Like,
keep going, A-Train. Boop, boop.
Yeah. It's the guy that I always heard about it, but you always hear like, hi, I'm Mike Allstott. And come to my charity golf tournament this weekend. And we're going to,
yeah. No, reading off the cue cards.
He was like, holy he was great. He's just the guy I always knew he was. The fucking jock bro, dude.
Jock bro?
Jock bro. Totally a jock bro. How many minutes are we into this show?
What, 30?
Are we legally allowed to talk about the Rays at this point?
Yeah, I would say we're there.
Okay, fellas. Everybody, ladies, gentlemen. Let's go to the longest and most consistently running segment in War of the Bay history, the one that we always keep up with. We do it every season. I think this is fourth year.
You know it. You love it.
You know you love it. We're gonna ask ourselves. We're not really necessarily asking you guys, but we're gonna ask ourselves: do the Rays suck?
Everybody, get up! It's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
We might be a little it'd be interesting to have Anthony here because I think that we might be a little torn on the answers here. But
I would say yeah.
You'd say yes.
We're torn with the answers.
Oh, torn with the answers. Okay, yeah. Well, let's go through the whole week here as it stands. Okay. Opening week for the for your Tampa Bay Rays. Sunday, met Jared Barrett for some.
How was that?
Some Bloody Marys is good. Good. He drank like a fourth of a Bloody Mary while I had two. Well, I drank two entire Bloody Marys. He drank like a little bit of his.
I love you, buddy, but you do handle alcohol different than humans.
I knock him back. Hey, but I think maybe he wasn't into Bloody Marys. That's the other thing. He might not have been into those. I don't know. So then Anthony came over. We went down to the Green Bench Brewing and then went over to Independent. Had a few drinks, talked to a few fans, and then had Bodega. Took Anthony to Bodega for one of the best Cuban sandwiches he's ever going to have. He said he loved it. Fucking, of course he did. It's a fucking Bodega sandwich.
How do you not love it?
Oh, dude. Have I taken you to Bodega? Have you been there yet?
I've been there. I'm not gone with you, though.
I love it. Love it. Best Cuban sandwich in St. Pete. Mm. I'm not going to say ever because, of course, you probably go to Cuba and get a better Cuban sandwich or Tampa or somewhere, but St. Pete-wise, you want the best Cuban sandwich you're ever going to have.
You don't want to go over that bridge that might be set on fire again.
Yeah, exactly. You want to go over to the treacherous Howard Franklin Bridge. You want to stay in St. Pete, but you want a Cuban sandwich. You go to Bodega. You get your goddamn selfless Cuban sandwiches. It's at least top three in the Tampa Bay area, top five in Florida.
Ooh.
I'll say
this much. I've had a few Cubans with you over the state, so I can say we've tried them.
I know. Yeah, I know. As we're Tampa Bay citizens, so we know our Cubans.
Yeah,
like,
I would say I'm a foodie of this area.
Yeah, I'm just saying that that's our regional cuisine. That's what we know the best. Like, so, like,
I didn't know Derek Shelton got picked up by the Blue Jays.
Oh, you didn't know that, dude?
Yeah, he's their quality control coach, whatever the fuck that means.
They're still hitting. So I mean,
hope he doesn't have anything to do with their bats.
I know. Please, like, their whole approach to the plate. Like,
just let him touch him. Like, just let him get a hold of Bautista and be like, no, you're swinging like this. You got to swing like this.
He goes over to Gibbons. He's like, guys, speed hitting. This is what we're going to do. swing at everything. Okay. Go. Great. Great. Great strategy. So Anthony and I went to opening day. And him and I watched the game at my place. Fucking great game. Chris Archer pitched awesome. He went seven innings. Offense looked great. Logan Morrison, Evan Longoria with like a game 162 home run.
I think snuck right over that.
Logan Morrison had a home run as well. What's that? Yeah, just like it bounced, literally bounced off the short wall, the Carl Crawford wall, in left field. And a lot of kick-ass stuff happened that night or that day.
It was a good win. Then,
a good win.
Good against win. Hated Yankees, by the way.
Then let's see. Next was Odorizzi. That was a loss. That was a game. I went to that game. That was just a.
That was a poop of a game.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to think what happened to that game. It's fucking there. This always happens.
Well, here, I'll bring it up. Well, that's because you've been consuming.
Watching too much stuff.
Oversaturation of products.
Let's see.
Was it Wednesday the 5th?
Yeah, Wednesday the 12th. No, 10th. Huh? Wait, what am I? Oh, wait. Oh, we're playing the... Okay, hold on a second. It was Wednesday the 5th.
Why didn't we have this pulled up beforehand?
We're terrible. We're terrible fans. Let's see. Yeah, that was... I mean, let's see.
It was Tuesday.
I think some Dickerson...
Tuesday the 4th. You guys, they beat you 5-0.
They beat us.
CC Sabathia over Jake Odorizzi.
You would think that we'd get to CC Sabathia because of just how terrible he's been, but or just how old he's just like phoning in at this point. He's got $32 million in the fucking bank. What does he need to pitch for anymore? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Corey Dickerson had himself a home run in the first inning.
What? No, that was opening day.
No, that was...
Yeah, we lost 5-0.
No, that was Wednesday. Oh, wait, no, hold on. I'm looking at different game.
Told you.
Different game. Oh, it was a 5-0 loss?
You were there.
Oh, yeah, we didn't score anything. My computer's messing up.
Well, like here, let me go to...
My little mouse pad, my Friday. Little mouse trackpad. It's just not doing good. It's going out. I feel like I'm going to need a new computer soon. Sad. Oh, yeah, that sucks, man. Yeah, we didn't get a goddamn thing because off of Sabathia. But the good thing is like I think I like our bullpen. I like the way our bullpen's been looking the last few games. I mean, they gave up a run here or there. Like they gave up like one to the Yankees in the eighth. But I mean, I can forgive that. I mean, I'll take that. That's fine.
I would say it's not nearly the detriment I thought it would be.
Yeah. Then you have Wednesday night, Alex Cobb pitching a fucking gem, fucking pitching a shutout. Went 7 innings. Should have finished the set. Should have finished the fucking seventh, but didn't. It Kevin Cash pulled him out with one out left to go. I didn't agree with it, but that's how it goes. You know, I'll take 7 2/3 out of Alex Cobb. Fucking shut him down the entire game. I think Longo homered in this game again.
Yeah, his bat's been quite a little awake for this first few games.
Look, Evan Longoria, Logan Morrison, Malik Smith has been doing some good things, that you know, stealing bases, getting on.
He's quicker than I thought he was. I didn't realize he had that much speed with him.
A lot of speed. He's the kind of guy that kind of makes things happen when he's in the lineup. But you know, small sample size. But it's I like seeing him in the lineup. I like because when he gets on, and I think this happened in Wednesday's game. Like Malik Smith, kind of they did the old Rays thing where you know you get on, you get over, and you fucking somebody just slaps a single out there to get him in. And like that's like classic Rays ball.
Baseball. Yeah,
that's what we got away from for the longest time. I'm really hoping that's
our
back
manager. Now. That's Cash's philosophy: is hit big, hit long.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's his philosophy. It tends to be like an organizational philosophy. You know, like it tends to be like, this is what we're gonna go for this year. And but I get what you're saying though. It seems like that's been his thing the last few years. Like it seems like that's been a Kevin Cash thing, like you know,
yeah,
hit the long ball but you know, hit for power, because that's certainly what we tried for last year.
That's what we look like we try for. That's what we're waiting for, anyway. I should say.
Yeah. Move on to last night, Thursday. Blake Snell versus Marcus Stroman.
I thought on paper that was probably going to be the most equal game we've seen so far this season.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be like a 1-2 game or something, like a 2-0 game.
Nope.
But it turns out that fucking Blake Snell gives Kendry Morales a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right over the plate.
Grand slam.
Or grand slam. Was fucking, oh, God.
Who's this Diaz guy in our bullpen? I've never seen him before.
Jumbo Diaz?
His name is Jumbo?
His name is Jumbo Diaz.
No shit. Really?
Yes. This is actual.
I feel like this is like Warner Brothers circa 40s when it was still okay to draw like big lip red, and that's so terrible. Is it really like I wonder if that's his chosen name.
No, his chosen name is Jose Rafael, but he goes by Jumbo because he's fucking 6'4", 278 pounds. He's a big fucking dude. So I mean he's basically a fucking giant Dominican pitcher who could just throw 98 miles an hour. And like, that's all he is. Like he can fucking light up the radar gun.
Nice scoop by Weeksy there. Sorry. Not to showing good. Some, you know, propensity at first base.
Well, he just got Andrees out of a fucking jam. Andrees had 2 men at first and or second and third with 2 outs.
He had 2 men at first.
Yeah, 2 men at first. It means if one of them gets the second, then the other one scores. What?
Duh. Because magic.
But all yeah, right. Jumbo Diaz, he's like one of those dudes who's just like, he just can throw really hard. He's like a cow.
A 2-speed pitcher. He's like, okay.
Yeah, he's awesome. All right. But yeah, Blake Snell pitched Thursday night. Thought he started off the game well, but then just got too cute. Just tried to fucking paint the strike zone a little too much, and
that's a good way of describing it. It was too cutesy. He tried to cut too many corners.
Yeah, just go out there and throw strikes, kid. Like, you don't need to be
painting that edge.
You're trying to be like Daisuke Matsuzaka, who was famous for painting the corners, and that was his game. But he was also really good at doing that. That was like, he could fool hitters that way. I don't think that's Blake Snell's game. I think Blake Snell has too good of a fastball and too good of stuff to just be painting the corners like that, man. Just go throw strikes. Go throw a fucking strike out there.
Stop worrying about, you know, pitching.
But that's what it felt like.
Because you think when you're up there, you're gonna fail.
He loads the bases, right? He loads the bases, and Jim Hickey immediately comes out and, like, talks to him. And the first pitch after that, Kendry fouls off. And then the second pitch, I feel like Blake Snell's like, all right, you want me to throw fucking strikes? You want me to throw a fucking strike? And he's just like,
here.
95 miles away, like, there's your fucking strike. This is what I feel like I was.
Not a good way to stay in rotation, kid.
Yeah. You could see the potential in him. I just think he just needs to clean it up a little bit. Needs to clean up just a tad.
That's being generous.
Yeah. So the Rays are 2-1 right now. They currently lead the
Toronto Blue Jays. Yes.
The Rays are 2-2 right now, and they currently lead the Toronto Blue Jays
6-3.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
Well,
Rays,
where are you
in jeopardy is?
What one are you leaning towards?
Hold on. Rays coverage in jeopardy as deadline to resolve spectrum dispute nears. What are they? How long do they have? Mm-hmm. If they fucking close off that spectrum deal, I fuck you. God damn it! Fuck spectrum.
Everybody, listen to this call and bitch.
They have.
Spectrum.
It was announced last May that Charter completed $71 billion acquisition of Bright House and Time Warner Cable. Jesus Christ. Tampa Bay customers failed to switch last November. Charter made it clear that the smooth transition was a top priority. So under the Bright House regime, the company faced several outages. Once again, the Charter, number two company in the country, and Fox Sports is once again over carriage fees, according to the Deadline.
So what do we find out about this? What does that all mean?
I don't know. It just says Fox Sports Group put out a statement on Thursday, a day before the resolution must be reached, expressing its disappointment with Spectrum.
That's a new commercial then. It had to have been.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, dude, I'd be so pissed. Anyhow. It's contingent on this game, I think. A lot on this game tonight. But the Rays are leading, but it's only the bottom of the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go out on a limb. It's early in the season, right? I'll say that they I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I think they've looked good thus far. Bullpen's looked good.
Are you fucking saying that they're good? That the Rays don't suck?
I'm just saying that this week they didn't suck. I think there's some holes in their game still.
I can't believe you. No, they don't suck. I'm comfortable saying that.
The bullpens look solid. I like it. They haven't been tested yet, but they've looked solid for what they've been asked to do. Our starting rotation has been, like, let's be honest, it's been 50-50. I mean,
as promised.
Yeah. I mean, you had a bad night from Odorizzi. Snell had a
bad.
I had a couple of bad pitches. Yeah, one bad inning, and I think they can get it together. I think the rotations can get it together. I don't think the Rays suck this week.
I don't either.
Atta babe.
Did you watch the new Rick and Morty?
No.
You didn't?
I'm not going to until the second episode is going to be out the next week.
Come on. You have to watch it.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
I hear it is.
I can't believe you haven't watched it. Just go watch it. Come on. It's on YouTube. I literally just watched it.
Maybe.
What are you gonna? What's wrong? You've gone this
because I'm gonna watch it and not have it for 3 months. That's what.
Well, you've gone this far without having any Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Now you can have a little Rick and Morty.
You ever tried to quit heroin and then have heroin one day and then just go back to it? No.
Yeah, that's a good point. Still, just watch it. It gets better every season.
That's not hard to believe, though, because the first season was amazing. The second season was so much better.
I know. Dude, this is... You gotta watch it. All
right, fine.
Oh, you'd love it. Oh, you would fucking love it. I'm telling you. And you guys out there, watch Rick and Morty season 3.
Just do it.
Just do it. It's everywhere. It's like it's not even like you have to pirate it. You just Google it, and like the first result is like the fucking video.
Do you have any bold predictions?
Yeah, the Lightning make the playoffs.
Damn
Boom.
It. That's mine.
I mean, how can you go any more bold than that?
I know. All right. Mine is... What do we got going on between now? You know, the Rays get a no-hitter between then and next game.
Oh,
either they get no hit or they give a no-hitter.
Let's get Anthony's bold prediction. All right.
Kucherov signs. You hear
shit,
that?
Anthony,
you heard it
Jesus
here first, guys.
Christ.
Kucherov resigns.
Woo! Yeah, Kucherov resigns. I do think that we got to get Drew in on some kind of a deal.
You know what you can do? We left a nice open pause in there. We can just, if you can slice a cut from another episode of him saying, Kucherov resigns.
I was going to say, we can just legitimately get him to give a some kind of a take. Oh, Longo.
Do that again.
Dude, don't do that again. You missed. You're off. Okay. All right, guys. That was the... That was a show for the... Oh, shit. I almost closed out of that window. That was the show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We love you, of course.
Go to our website and check out our other episodes and other podcasts on sharkdropper.com.
Then, of course, check out our Juana Man movie commentary. It's best when you watch it with the movie. Otherwise, you won't know what the fuck we're talking about. So
and you won't really know what you're watching either without it. But, you know, with both of them, it makes a competent movie.
Yeah, but just do it. Just do it. We do it. All right, guys. That was the show. That was War of the Bay. I'm Kyle.
I'm Nick.
And we'll see you next week.